Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are digging into social media and one of the newest platforms and the potential for it as well. Everybody's getting advertisements for it, or at least all of our social media experts in the building are getting ads for it. I'm getting some, but apparently I'm
You'll
not.
Get way more after this.
Just wait, Andy.
No, but it is kind of interesting how things, devices are listening to me all the time.
Yeah.
And we talk about things, and the next thing you know, it shows up, an ad shows up in
Everybody
Facebook.
Everybody that's another... listening to this is now going to have TikTok ads. Yeah.
That's a whole nother episode. And Sarah asked a very broad question that had a million answers.
Yeah.
And we gave our experts some time to think about it, and now I've forgotten what the
sure
question
that anybody
was.
Thought about it.
No, I forgot
we were having
what the
too much fun. Insta-story.
What's the potential?
dangers, pitfalls, things for users and or parents of users to be aware of. And I will say something that I wanted to say way back, 5 minutes ago. If the suggested stories or anything like the Instagram suggested stories, I would be a little terrified because I don't know what Instagram is thinking half the time when I get that. Suggested stories page. Like, how is this related to any of my content? So, and some of it's really weird stuff too. So, there you go. There's your floor.
Well, I think one of the things we just talked about was when you sign up, there's no you log in your account for the first time. It's already public. Like, unless a kid or a young adult uses it and says, "I want to make this private," it's out there for everybody to see, which is kind of scary, but also kind of the point of social media is for other people to get involved. But there's also no filter, kind of like you're talking about, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you don't know what it's going to suggest or what there is, and the music possibilities or the quotes that they have, that you don't get to filter that through.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, the app encourages you to publicly broadcast everything you do. Now, this was one of the problems with Musical.ly. Was that it became a place where online predators were actually searching out, young minors and going after them using their public content. Because it's like a lot of social media, it's built on your ego. And it encourages you to seek that approval from the outside world by performing.
Right.
And when it's music and when it's lip syncing and when the whole thing you're doing is actually performing, well, that's why we're on there, because we want to perform. We like that. It's a good thing. So I'm not saying the acting, the performing is necessarily bad, but that can be used to then draw you into other parts of social media, other areas where, if you're having your ego fed and they're making you feel good, and there's these people who love you and they're saying all these wonderful things about you, and you want to, if you're an impressionable young kid getting into this and all of a sudden you have this group of people over here that love everything you're doing and they want to see more and more and more and more.
You're going to feed that.
That's mm-hmm. It's a very dangerous place to get to.
It's almost a rewiring of our brain. Maybe it is a rewiring of our brain. Just like, we all kind of chuckled when you said it's like other social media platforms, it's built on your ego. Because it's true. I mean, think about even if I'm speaking in terms of those of us on the older end of the spectrum of social media, you post something on, you share something on Facebook and you keep going back to see how many people have clicked like on it.
Oh, yes,
and how
do.
Many people not only clicked like, but actually clicked a little heart on it, because that means they really loved it.
It means more.
I use the heart on everything.
So it doesn't mean for anybody else that's gotten something from Sarah.
Yeah.
This is true. I love it all.
There goes the inflation rate on your likes on Facebook.
It's true.
So what? A platform like others that's built on, as Peter said, it's really built on your ego to draw you into. Sharing your life and seeing how others respond to something in your life, whether it's real or inflated, and that can inflate the ego as well. What does that mean then for development for children? We go to the educator when we talk about development. What is this mean if their target audience is really tweens? They say 13 and older, but it really looks like it's geared more toward tweens. What does this mean for these tweens and even teenagers? what does it mean for them in terms of development if it's focusing everything on their, really on their ego?
Well, and that's the thing, is that, you know, they're targeting the group that is the most susceptible to that area that's not completely developed at that point yet, where they don't know how to filter themselves in terms of what it is that they're posting, how they're posting, how they're reacting to what others are posting. And that's the scary part, where, yes, they're developing it alongside the same time that they're learning bad habits. So figuring out ways to realize what it is that's going on, that's the hardest part for anybody who's, you know, in that tween or in that young teenager area, to say, to be able to take that step back to say, what's actually going on here? What am I seeing? What am I doing? What is somebody else doing? But it's hard because they don't have that time to take that breath, because it is, you know, with this and others, it's drinking from the fire hose. You're not able to come up for air. So that's the worrisome part, where it's always in front of them and it becomes their reality.
It's kind of like making, oh, I'm sorry, it's not my turn to talk, but I'm asking a question anyway. It's kind of like making everyone a childhood celebrity. Mm-hmm. In yeah. a sense, all oh, this yeah. attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know. Well, and I mean, this is, I mean, kids grow up with this now. This is normal.
They
to
don't
have,
know anything else.
Right. It's normal to have your life on social media. That's just how it is. Mm. And I mean, whether that's good or bad, I don't know.
Well, there are entire tutorials out there where people will teach you how to make your child a social media celebrity.
Yeah.
You can gear it specifically towards Instagram. There are certain ways to do that.
Did you write these tutorials?
No, actually, my kids aren't on social media. And it's the decision we've made. My oldest is 15. She'll be 16 soon. And we still don't have her on any of the social media. Our kids don't have devices yet either, so that makes it a little bit easier. But as we're looking at all these things, they also haven't said, Dad, I really, really want to be on here. So we haven't had to have a huge conversation about it. But it's something where we're like, you know what? Look at what this is about. Let's spend time with your friends in real life as much as you can. And let's focus on that for now. Because that's actually more important in the long run than the online. And so they haven't had the huge desire to get out there and be on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and a lot of that, I think, is also modeling, too. I mean, I'm not blaming parents, but how many of us are spending so much of our own time in front of a screen? And that's the behavior that's modeled. And then that's what also is normalized for young people and our own friends, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There wasn't really a question there. Although I'm holding the talking hacky sack. But what can parents do, or teachers even? What is behavior that can be modeled, or healthy habits that adult figures and mentors can help children try to understand in relation to devices and in social media?
I think one of the big things is exactly what we're doing here today, is making people aware of it. And I know from previously being in the classroom, there are so many educators and administrators who, yes, they may have a surface level understanding of social media or whatnot, but actually getting an understanding of what it is that your students are using currently.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do you have a different level of appreciation and respect from your students, but you're able to listen differently to how they're talking. The second piece to this is not being afraid to confront it, to have a mm-hmm. conversation, to have the hard conversation. Very few are able to say, all right, we're going to talk about, you know, TikTok today in class. Students will be like, wait, what? You know, we know you're on it. We know that you're having conversations. So let's talk about what that means. For us within, you know, from my background within Lutheran education, you know, we have a different filter that we can put on the conversation. And mm-hmm. that goes an enormously long way. If it's never talked about or it's never brought up, you know, there's always that assumption of, you know, the digital native, they know what to do. They live it. No. You know, we were native in something else ourselves and we had to be taught. That's the same thing for them. You may not feel comfortable teaching it, but you have to get to that point. And you have to be able to say, we got to have a conversation. You have to talk about it and put morals and values behind what it is that's going on.
I totally back that up. Like having this conversation, like, I know it's kind of backwards, but like I had to sit down with my parents and say, this is what you need to post.
Mom and
like,
Dad, we have to have the talk.
Right? Like, I didn't get that conversation. Yes. I didn't get to have that conversation with my parents because like I just grew up, like, I had learned it myself. My parents were like, Meredith, don't get a Facebook. And, you know, 16-year-old Meredith was like, I'm doing whatever I want to. So, but, like, literally just, like, having that conversation or even getting on the social media platforms. Like, if you don't know what it is, get on it and learn it so you can have those conversations and teach them what to do.
And you're allowed to get off of it afterwards if you don't want to stay. And my question that I like to always ask is the why question. Get to that motivation. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to post? Why do you want to be on it? Why do I want? And I'm making sure I'm asking myself the mm-hmm. same thing. Why am I actually posting this? What am I trying mm-hmm. to get out of it? And as you're having that conversation, understanding the motivation that goes behind it is extremely helpful if you're trying to avoid the dangers, because most of those dangers will come from the motivation of, I need to be popular, I need to be liked, I need mm-hmm. to get myself out there in some way. And if that's what's motivating yourself on social media, if that's what's motivating your child, your student on social media, that's going to be a warning sign. You know, mm-hmm. You can be on social media without that being your primary motivator. And so let's model that first, and then let's encourage our children and our young ones to pursue those other uses of it as well.
We only have about a half a minute left, but I'm gathering from this, you know, looking at all the platforms that the top platforms today, Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and Twitter and things like that.
Snapchat,
sorry. All those seem to have some redeeming qualities as potential platforms for being a witness, a faithful witness, and sharing news, what's going on in the church, for some form of gospel outreach or being a faithful witness. I'm not hearing that necessarily for this one. That doesn't mean that the potential isn't there, but since it's solely
we have to look
in,
at their music
can
library.
We talk to
right.
CPH
right.
Let's see if
their music library
some
is.
CPH music in there or something. I don't know.
We're all out of time. Peter Slayton, social media manager of LCMS Communications. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
Meredith Whitefield, communications specialist, LCMS Youth Ministry.
Yes, thank you guys.
And Matthew Burkholt, manager of online support and services, LCMS School Ministry. Thank you so much.
Of course.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.